projects with the Samsung and Gabonese government, like PPP, public-private partnership. The site is in Bojanti. The capacity is 50,000 barrels. The total investment cost is approximately $1 billion.
Is the government holding discussions with Samsung or with the Korean government?
It's with Samsung, and Korean government will support in investment.
So how soon will this refinery be built in Pozjonti?
So the contract is not signed yet. So the MOU was signed on February with government and Samsung.
How will this refinery, if built, help the people of Gabon?
The construction will be built by Samsung, and the maintenance will be with the city of Korea, with Gabonese people.
When will feasibility studies begin to build this refinery?
Yeah, the site of refinery is not fixed yet. So we will see the site first, and then we will try to continue the project.
How many Gabonese will this project employ?
We didn't have the exact number of people, so we have to try to make Gabonese into this project. In Gabon, we have already a refinery in Pozjonti, but it's built in 1967, so it's very old. So we have to build a new refinery in Gabon. The old refinery will shut down in 2016. So the timetable is very exact, clear with the new refinery.
So does that mean that a new refinery would have to be built before 2016 when the old one ceases to operate?
Yeah, it's same site. It's in the same site. The main product is diesel. Diesel, we will domestic market and other products in South and West African market. And heavy fuel oil, we go to European market. With the National Economic Plan Emerging Gabon, the Gabonese government has reduced its natural resources exportation without value added and promoted local manufacturing industry using the resources as